Hare Krishna, today's topic is about importance of reading Srila Prabhupada's books every day. Srila Prabhupada expected and really wanted that all his followers read his books very thoroughly and also understand from different angles of vision by discussing with other devotees. He said, if devotees don't read his books regularly, then a time will come when they will just eat, meet, sleep, defend and fall down. Generally, there is a tendency amongst devotees to skip Srila Prabhupada's books and read other Acharya works because probably they are more interesting. What did Srila Prabhupada say about this? He was very clear that first his followers should assimilate his book thoroughly, and if they have more capacity, then they could read other Acharya works also. He also made it very clear that unless devotees read his books first, they shouldn't read other Acharya's works. In other words, they shouldn't try to jump and supersede Srila Prabhupada. This makes complete sense because unless one knows what the current Acharya teaches, there are very high chances of getting confused by directly jumping to other Acharya's works, since the current Acharya presents the conclusion of all Shastra according to time, place, circumstance and makes the teaching of other Acharyas or previous Acharyas very practical and easy to follow. Actually, Srila Prabhupada has incorporated the teachings of all previous Acharyas in his books. Hence, everything is included in his books. So one shouldn't feel that Srila Prabhupada's books lack something. Srila Prabhupada said, it is mentioned by the devotees that Srila Prabhupada's books contain Sambandh, Abhideya and Prayojan, all the three things. Sambandh means to know our relationship with Krishna. Abhideya means to establish that relationship or the process by which we can attain the goal. And Prayojan means the final goal. Not only that, but all the previous Acharyas reside in the books of Srila Prabhupada. One can realize this by carefully studying and reading his books very thoroughly. Srila Prabhupada said his books are not written by him but dictated by Krishna himself. In fact, one of the main reasons why Prabhupada came to the material world is to give his Bhaktivedanta purports. This is very interesting. He said his purports are his personal ecstasy. In his purports, you will find three things. Everywhere in his purports, three things are included. First, two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, which means the philosophy for attracting non-devotees, his own realizations and the essence of all previous Acharya's commentary. Srila Prabhupada said his books are the law books for the next 10,000 years or as long as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission will flourish in Kali Yuga. This means that his purports will cater to all categories of people in generations to come. So they are the most practical to implement. Majority of the devotees in ISKCON have become devotees by reading Prabhupada's books. One makes maximum advancement by reading Prabhupada's books and by seeing the teachings of previous Acharyas through the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. Meaning, we filter the teachings of previous Acharyas by the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and the instructions that he has given to us. Srila Prabhupada spent hours and hours translating his books and made extreme sacrifices for that. He slept only for 3 hours a day. So it is a duty of every ISKCON follower to thoroughly read and understand his books first. This is the way we make maximum advancement in bhakti and not by jumping to read other Acharya works or replacing Srila Prabhupada's books with time. A real follower of a guru is the one who is most inspired by the guru's siksha. So devotees who claim to be Srila Prabhupada followers must be familiar and should be most inspired by his teachings, else they are not the best followers. At any point in their devotional lives, ISKCON devotees should never give up reading Srila Prabhupada's books, even though they might read other books. Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to read his books every day for around 2 hours. So when we do this, we make very quick advancement, because when we make an extra effort to understand our guru's teachings, or the Acharya's teachings, Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then Krishna bestows special mercy and through that we make quick advancement. Devotees might feel that since Srila Prabhupada is not physically present, how can we have a personal relationship with him? And the answer is, we will feel Srila Prabhupada's presence and reciprocation by reading his books and always being in touch with his teachings. That's how we connect with the Guru internally through his teachings and not just externally. Many Srila Prabhupada disciples had his direct association, but later many of them left Krishna consciousness. So the Vani or the teaching of Guru is the most important connection for a follower, and that lives forever. So the most direct way to associate with Prabhupada is through his books and teachings. Start reading his books now. make a commitment to read his books daily and see the difference. And when you read Prabhupada's book repeatedly, you'll see that every time you get a new realization and your understanding of Krishna consciousness will also advance. Thank you. Hare Krishna.